Wildcat, I wanted to pass this along to you. By the way, Wildcat Fox is here. She's the newswoman who's never allowed to do news.
I do have a news story tonight I'd like to share with you, though.
Go ahead.
Oh, did you hear about the 911 dispatcher in Texas?
Oh, let me guess. A Jew, a rabbi, and a priest. Is it?
No.
Oh.
a woman had called 911. She had come home from work, and her two teenage daughters were in a cat fight, and one of the girls had kicked a hole in the wall, and the mother felt she couldn't restrain them, so she called 911, and we actually have the real recording.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, this is great.
Completely out of control, and I physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her? Are you there?
Excuse me?
That's a joke.
Play it again.
The 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't, I physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her? Are you there?
Excuse me?
That's a joke.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This is a true story. It happened in a suburb of Fort Worth, and as soon as the dispatcher realized that the woman wasn't amused by what he said, he had the good sense to tell his supervisor about it. And the police chief has written a letter to the dispatcher saying if he does anything else in the future that is unprofessional, he is
going
fired.
To be shot.
He's going to be shot. And then last month, a state trooper in Connecticut was suspended for 15 days without pay after someone called and told him about a motorcycle accident. And the dispatcher said, too bad.
Come on.
Seriously.
I want that one, too.
I don't have that one. I'm sorry. But
those are beautiful.
That, yeah.
Here's what I have
to do. Come over and shoot her?
And this was, that was Texas?
That was in Texas, yes.
See, and that's such a Texas story. That's such a Texas way of operating in that situation. So many problems in Texas are solved with weaponry. Or the question is posed, may we solve this with weaponry?